Okay. Some thoughts on America. USA, USA. Okay. So, first and foremost, what is you? Where are you from? Now, where are you really from? Bay Area? Now, where are you really from? Alameda, Oakland? Where are you really from? I was born in the San Francisco Hospital. Where are you really from? So, NorCal? Never give people no straight answers, right? So, America, what does it mean to be American, etc.? So, some interesting thoughts. First and foremost, don't forget that Tesla is American. If you want to buy all American, get yourself a Cybertruck. Dude, Cybertruck is effing lit AF. Like, I saw it in the Pearson Auto Museum. The most epic thing. Ooh, the new Sequoia looks pretty cool too. It's so funny too, because like a lot of Americans be buying Toyotas. Like, don't you remember, like, how expensive? Ooh, $83,000. Ooh, mucho dinero. Yeah, some Americans are funny because like Americans actually waste way too much money on cars. Cars and homes, the two biggest things you're probably gonna kill your monies on. Don't buy expensive cars. Just drive an old Prius. Yeah, if you wanna buy USA, buy American, buy Tesla. Super simple. Or buy a Ford or something. I like Ford. I think Ford is cool. Even looks like GM. You know, Chevy's making some cool cars. Ooh, got the Cobra. Oh, whoa. Yeah, even the Cobra's hard. Ooh. Yeah. Yo, this is gonna stunt on any loser Lamborghini. Wow. Yeah, Carroll Shelby would be proud. Oh wow, yeah. Shelby's so hard. This is the ultimate Batmobile. Yeah, American culture, American media. Actually, the funny thing, one of the biggest things that's good about living next to a car dealership, I get to see all these cool cars. So what did they? Why did they sell this? Through 2000, huh? Also, another funny thought is, you actually know if a car's not good if they traded it in. I'm like, why does somebody trade in this Range Rover? Was it 28,000? Yeah, not good cars. Yeah, whenever people, it's probably got some problems. Everyone want to buy a Range Rover in LA? Like, you know that Range Rover is owned by Tata, the Tata Group. Like, people in LA, a bunch of lemmings. Don't be a lemming. So yeah, I think being American is interesting. It's kind of like being Greek or being a Roman. It's like you're not like. It's like you're either a Roman or you're a barbarian, right? Actually, the funny thing with being a barbarian, one of the theories on why they called them barbarians, anyone who didn't speak the Roman tongue, it just sounded like they're talking like bar, 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 bar. So it was almost kind of like a pit. Like, you know how like you see a Chinese person, you go ching chong, ching chong, right? Kind of a similar thing. Yeah, so what does it mean to be American? Yeah, it's nationality, it's ethos. Even like also it's like, y'all need to travel more. I don't think any American who is anti-whatevers could have an opinion until they've actually traveled to the place. Like, for example, a lot of Americans are like anti-China, right? Like, you cannot really judge China until you've gone to mainland China or Hong Kong or whatevers, and you haven't interacted with some real Chinese peoples, right? Chinese people are cool. I'm not for the government, but I mean, the peoples are Cool. And actually, that's the thing that you'll find out about peoples through traveling. You go Middle East, go Dubai, UAE, Middle East, Lebanon area, Beirut, Lebanon. Shout out to Mohammed and Lauren, Atui. And shout out to my bar friends. You know what I'm talking about. So yeah, I think it's so funny. When we were in Phnom Penh, Cambodia, and I met this one guy, super, super friendly, spoke perfect English, worked for the government, mainland China. And he had a son, one son back home in mainland China. It's like, named Michael. I'm like, oh, Michael. I'm like, why you name your kid Michael? He's like, oh, like Michael Jordan? So like anybody who consumes American media, which is like everybody, including the mainland Chinese, apparently the people in mainland China love The Rock. So that's why Rock's not able to say stuff like, you know, free Tibet or let's help Taiwan. Because like, yeah, The Rock is, got his hands tied. Yeah, so I don't know, American invasion. Like, okay, so I've been playing with ChatGPT AI, right? Dude, fucking OpenAI, this AI, ChatGPT 4, DALL-E 3. Okay, buy the upgrade to the paid one. Don't be a cheapo. It's like fucking, it's so amazing. Like that shit is like real magic, yo. It's like finally, if we made things more useful, and yeah, and it's the fact is it was invented in America, right? It does seem in terms of like neocolonialism, American English is the new world dominant language. I mean, we still Google at people who speak the British English and the Australian English, but still, it's American English, Hollywood. Now all these streaming services, being here in Culver is fascinating because all the streaming stuff is being made here. Apple is getting to TV and stuff like that, so future is definitely going to be media's. Yeah, because like my thought is media, movies, films, shows, blah blah, music, it's something that people never get tired of. They're always going to want to consume something new. I mean, even me, like, I love movies and cinema, film, it is. And actually, one thing that I'm actually really grateful for my dad is growing up, he was actually a huge film buff. So, like, as a young kid, I grew up watching, like, you know, Schindler's List and, you know, stuff like that. So yeah, I think... yeah, cinema, art, film's good. I mean, I think the reason why I love cinema, film, media, and stuff like that is that it really kind of expands your mind. It helps you think different. So my ideal of humanity, America, is like, if we could be like Pacific Rim, Pacific Rim 2, where, you know, aliens invade the planet and then all of humanity bands together to fight and kill the aliens and defend Earth. I mean, that's where I do like the alien movies, is that I think the overall societal critique and commentary is like humans shouldn't be killing each other. It is like, no, we gotta kill the aliens. So maybe the best thing we gotta do is invent more aliens. And yeah, and I think, you know, you think about ancient times, right? The only thing I study and trust is ancient Greek literature. I could, if I had one book I could live with for the rest of my life, is probably the Iliad by Homer. Even apparently Alexander the Great, he actually had a copy of it on his bedstand. So yeah, it's if it's good enough for Alexander the Great, it's good enough for you. And also Alexander the Great, what? He died at what, 30, 32, something like that? People still trying to claim genetic heritage. Like one day people are like, yeah, I'm related to Eric Kim. I once met Eric Kim. It could be a fun thought. So yeah, I think being an American, it's kind of a modus of thinking. Like even my my friend Chu Viet Hat in Vietnam. He's got a cool sneaker collection, stuff like that. And so, yeah, American media, pop culture, media, hip-hop culture, sneaker culture, it all comes from the States, right? All the cool media and music, it's all American, right? Like, you have mainland Chinese kids wearing Yeezys and listening to Travis Scott, even cool Japanese kids, they all like ASAP Ferg, right? It's like, you ain't gonna have American kids like listening to mainland Chinese rappers, right? And yeah, I think the beauty of America being an American is definitely the pop culture, the media is what kind of rules the world. I think, you know, social media, Facebook, etc. is my personal read on it all is social media, AI media. Oh, social. Maybe AI media is the future. It's like more stuff generated by AI. So anyways, Dolly 3, creating new images and stuff like that. It's like so insanely fun, fascinating. Just say design beautiful Korean woman at Met Gala. Like, it's starting to get so insanely scary good. Also a good marketing thing I like from Apple. Good job. Scary fast. You gotta capitalize on that notion. It has to be scary good, scary fast, scary strong. It's a good idea. So I don't know, I think a lot of these, you know, race, you know, nonsense in the States, I think honestly it's just a huge distraction. I think it's just like a big I mean, my thought is it has to come down to media and advertising. Is my thought is, if you're some sort of news agency or even the New York Times, whatever, you rely on subscription model, right? People only gonna subscribe or pay money or look at ads if it's gonna have some sort of thing that makes people angry. So I think people are, I call it, the reason why I quit the news, I call it fear porn or anger porn, is that like people are so addicted to feeling angry and that's how they feel self-justified. It, but it's funny too, because now, right? The woke crowd, it's like nothing really to be angry about anymore, right? Like, Trump's not in office no more. We've got a Democratic president, Joe Biden, did it. Looks like, even Joe Biden looks like he's kind of a sitting duck. And then, all the while, Apple's taking over the world, and Apple's in bed with China, and, yeah, I think China's starting to slowly infiltrate America. Like, I was randomly like open up the app store on my iPhone and I saw some sort of like 17, 18 year old plus mature chatting. It essentially looks like, you know, kind of like, looks like porn in the Apple store. And it like, look at the developer, it's like obviously some sort of Chinese guy, Chinese name. I think actually Apple needs to be a little bit more antagonistic towards the mainland Chinas, same through America. I mean, I have no idea what is going to happen in the next election cycle, but yeah, good morning. I wouldn't be super surprised if Trump gets reelected, because I think, like, besides my personal political, I mean, like, I'm leftist, Democrat, liberal. I mean, I voted for Bernie. Yeah, it seems yeah, global politics is a little bit of a kind of a waste of time. So I mean, I just have some simple propositions for us Americans. Yeah, just think that we're all on the same team, right? And it's like, it don't matter if you use yellow, red, white, black, purple. It's like, yeah, obviously, like, everyone's born different, right? Like, some people born in the States after X amount of generations, some people isn't. And obviously there are certain racist tendencies in America, is that like, based on your physiology, like how you look. So in America, I think, you know, the notion of being quote-unquote white, let's stop using the term. Either call it like Irish, German, European, Eastern European, European. It's funny, we say Asian American, why don't we say European American or British American? Because once upon a time, ain't nobody was white, right? Everyone's like, the Irish weren't considered white, the Germans, the Krauts weren't considered white. A lot of people in society had to assimilate and kind of be low-key about it. But I mean, obviously, physiological differences, like, genetically, I'm Korean, South Korean, from Korea, and people look at me, they're gonna be like, you know, obviously you look different, right? But then, and so I think in American culture, physiologically speaking, a morphology, the term is morphology, is the way someone's face looks like. So morphologically speaking, you look at somebody's, you could tell somebody's like, I think there is a favoritism in America, like to look more like European, Eastern European, British, kind of lighter skin pigmentation, I suppose. But it's also tricky too, because like, a fun question to ask somebody is like, are Jewish people white? You obviously get a lot of different responses. My personal take is no, because if Jon Stewart has to change his last name to not sound quote-unquote Jewish, or even Michael Hackman, the guy who essentially owns a lot of the Culver Studios movie lots, Jewish, and as long as people have to kind of like hide the fact that they're Jewish or change their last names because their fear of kind of the negative consequences, it's not a good thing. Even like Walt Disney was anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic. I think even Henry Ford, right? So definitely there's in America, like, you know, there was kind of like a witch hunt for finding out who was Jewish or not. Even Kirk Douglas, you know, one of the greatest actors of all time, I think originally his name was something else, like some sort of complicated, I guess, quote, unquote, Jewish sounding last name. And Scarlett Johansson, Jewish, I think. Yep. Gal Gadot, yep. And my personal take on why Americans, the American media public, no one's really that sympathetic towards Israel or whatever's, because yeah, secretly low-key, Americans are anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic. The word Semitic's interesting because Semitic languages, I mean, you could be Ethiopian, Jewish, African-American, Afro-American, Black Jewish, I guess is actually a real thing. But yeah, I think, still, if somebody calls you Jewish, a Jew, it sounds like a bad word, Juden, right? Star of David, not good. And yeah, and I think from watching all these like Holocaust movies, and even grew up in Bayside, Queens, next to Flushing, with my rainbow crew. Yeah, I mean, all my teachers in Russia. I'm like a kid, right? I'm like, what grade was I in? I was in like fifth grade, sixth grade. We seriously spent like 6 months, like a whole year watching the Holocaust. Now, I from a young age, being in New York, and I guess New York has a lot of Jewish people I didn't know. Yeah, like super, a lot of people who are like super anti-Semitic. But yeah, I think the only reason people are anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic, people are just jealous that Jewish people are, don't waste their money stupidly. The average American does. Then people are like, oh yeah, Jewish people are so rich and control everything. I'm like, yeah, it's because they're actually like super good and frugal with their money. They don't blow it. That's actually why Jewish people, Asian people, Korean people kind of get along. It's like the cultures are actually quite similar. Shout out to my friend Joseph, who's addicted to K-dramas. He's from Israel. But yeah, I think, what, Jordan Levitt guy, the cool guy actor, also Jewish. Yeah, so anyways, in America is you know, they call it quote unquote white passing. And also my thought too is the, you know, Hispanic people, Latino people, Mexican-American peoples, they're essentially the new quote unquote white peoples. And even like my friend Todd Hada told me, in Mexico City, you know, the conquistador blood, they're technically Mexican, but they call it white-sicans, because they like, they could be super tall, blue eyes, but they're Mexican, genetic heritage is from Spain, but they've been in Mexico for like 10 generations, right? So yeah, I think in terms of race, let us just think a little bit more critically about it. Stop using color terms. Let's stop. It's like, once again, you're gonna call somebody, it makes someone feel uncomfortable. It's like, someone be like, asks, he's like, what are you? I'm just gonna say, I'm yellow. Or someone asks, what are you? I'm gonna say, I'm Jewish. And they're like, no, you're not. And I'm like, prove it. yeah, let's not think so much about race. Let's think about American pride. If all Americans had more American pride and care about your skin pigments, I think America would be a better place.